Easter freeloaders. Well, look, I mean, it is a fairly stark choice. If
there's two ways we can do this, go on.
it's what you call a binary choice, really. And it's up to you. It's up to you. You can either spend £3 on that'll give you a quarter of an Easter egg, of an Easter egg,
£3, I'd say.
Or you spend £3 or £2 with us on our Patreon site, and you get a month. You get so much in return, and I'll tell you this as well.
Yeah.
What we are offering will not clog up your arteries or give you high cholesterol.
I was going to say.
Or make you fat, you know?
Fat.
Or do your teeth in.
Shall I tell you something? Who wrote the play Comedians? Trevor Griffiths? Who wrote?
Comedians. Oh, yeah, Trevor Griffiths.
But it's very much that analogy stands. Comedy.
Yeah. Not
what we're doing is philosophy, but it can either be something...
Religion. We're doing religion, philosophy.
Religion. It can either be something to rot your teeth, or it can be medicine. Now, if you want to rot your teeth with a bloody Easter egg and chocolate and all that stuff...
Overpriced as well.
Why don't you go underpriced with us and enhance your life, improve your life, medicate yourself?
Why don't you do that?
I brought Margaret a lovely... You know, they get more and more extreme, these eggs.
Right.
Oh, my God. I bought her the Kim Kardashian egg.
Oh, yeah.
And it's lovely. It's done like a Fabergé.
It's
from Watford Market, but on the outside, it's printed up on the paper like a Fabergé.
Yeah, yeah.
And... you know,
it's
Derek.
Like a bum, isn't it? He looks like a bum.
A bum. It's wonderful. He's made this thing. Bless him. He's a poor old fella. And he's written on the box, you know, Kim.
K. Kardashian.
K. Kardashian's bum egg. So I've got it. I don't know whether to show it to Margaret or not. But as you say, you undo the paper. And all he's done is with his lighter.
remolded
them together, slightly different sizes. One's a Yorkie one, and the other one's like one of them dairy milk. And he pushed it together. So, all right, it looks like an arse. It doesn't really look like Kim.
Of course, it looks like an arse. And also because he's done quite a few of these, and I know on some of the boxes he's written K Kardashian, and then in brackets bum. And then, because he looks so similar, he's on another one. He put K Kardashian tit underneath in brackets as well, because they look quite similar, you know, the way that he's... And all he's done with the tit ones, he's just put little mini eggs on the end of them.
It's not fooling anyone. And if I was
kidding... No, it's not. Through the nose for it.
If any of her lawyers are listening...
They will be. I know they do.
Derek Blackstock, and he works at Watford Market. And he also does them lighters, a little big yellow big lighter, and he's just gone up the side of the egg. He calls it bum bum fun. I don't know why. It's silly. That's what he got on above his workshop. And he pushed these two things together. And it's so pathetic because, as a surprise, you know, you part the cheeks of this thing and all these little chocolate drop minstrels, isn't it, have come out.
It's distasteful. And I think if Kim
was
out about that, she wouldn't like that at all, I think. I think that is treading on her brand, I think.
Disgusting.
Yeah. I got a bloody egg from... I got an egg through the post the other day from Kim Jong-un.
Oh, God. Yeah, was he?
And his little note on it says, happy Easter, enjoy, you know, like this. Anyway, it's this egg, like it's chocolate egg. And I thought to myself, I wonder what's in here, you know.
Yeah.
And I open it up, and in there, in the egg, there's this long stick, which is painted, and it just says nuclear bomb written down the side. Oh, I was like, very funny. And I chuck that away. I eat this egg, and I don't know what it was made from, but it tasted like eel. I think it was made out of eel. North and I don't Korean. Know the process he used to make it look like chocolate.
That's it.
Or what other compounds he used to make it like that. But it's the most disgusting thing I've ever eaten in my life, actually.
A North Korean Easter under Kim Jong-un, he made a big thing and went on telly, me send Easter egg to all my people, you know, and you get them shots of all them apparatchiks with their clipboards.
With their clipboards and flares,
military flared trousers, going, very good, Mr. Kim. Very nice. I like Easter egg. Have you ever cracked open one yet? Oh, doing smiling.
Munching on it.
North Korean Easter.
Right. Yeah, like some of them you open up and it's all eels come out of it like that.
It's disgusting. For the kids, it's just sawdust, isn't it? It's just sawdust.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice that they get something, but bloody hell. I mean, it's horrible. I'd rather not have anything.
You got to spoon it in and go, thank you, Mr.
Kim. Yeah, thanks, Kim. Thanks for thinking of us.
Yeah.
Hello,
no, I bought Margaret Kim Kardashian's tits last year.
What's she make of them?
Well, she's quite religious, you see. And she had, you know, our vicar, Reverend Donnelly, he was round. And having a nice cup of tea. And I was going, Margaret, don't say nothing about the Easter egg. And he said, with the Lord rose on the, the Easter Sunday. And I'm like, oh, Christ, you know. And she goes, look at what my Barry. But I said, don't leave it alone.
Don't leave it out.
He goes, what is it? Is it a daffodil as a signal for the new year? Is it Jesus on the cross? He says, no, it's Kim Kardashian's tits made by Derek Blackstock from Watford Market. And all he's done there. I said, Margaret, leave it.
He doesn't need to know.
And she gets, and she opens the paper, which is done like a shirt, like her shirt you open.
Yeah.
There's one quite big. I mean, he's been very lazy, Derek. He charges $3.99 for it. Mm. There's one big tit, which was a galaxy one with the mottling on it. And just one little tiny Cadbury's cream egg.
Yeah. I've seen that. Yeah, I don't know who he thinks he's fooling with that, you know.
If I was Kim Kardashian, I'd be very. And the vicar's gone, you are a disgusting pig, he goes.
Yeah, he is a disgusting pig, because I went there last Easter to Derek's tent in Watford Market.
He says,
come over here, I've got an Easter egg for you, right?
Yeah.
I said, oh, thank you. That's very kind of you. He says, you don't have to pay for this. He says, anyway, he's got it here at his waist like that, right? And he says, go on, have some of that. He says, go on. I says,
Can you hear this? Can you hear this? I'm in a hotel, the alarm's going off. Can you hear it?
I can't hear it,
Keep going.
Anyway, Derek's got this Easter egg around his waist like that. He says, come and crack it open. I says, well, why don't you just give it to me, Derek? He says, no, come here and crack it open. I says, all right, go over there, like, and crack it open, like, I'm opening it up like that, you know, with the egg and like that. And he stuck his knob in it. I says, oh, Derek, I says, did you know that your knob is in that egg?
Yeah.
Right? He says, sorry about that. I wondered where that had gone. He says, you wondered where your knob had gone? He says, I'm joking. I put it in the egg there. And I was hoping you'd find it. He says, well, you know, I have found it. I think it's disgusting what you're doing. You can't sell that now. And I saw him wrapping the paper back up again on it and putting it on the shelf.
Dirty man.
Yeah.
I mean, you say what you like about Kim Jong-un, but he doesn't do that.
No, he doesn't put his knob in it. He won't allow anyone to put their thing in it.
No, and that's what it's on the North Korean constitution. It goes, yes, I imprison fellow man.
For very little.
They go to Gulag where they have to break stones all day. Yes, I starve my people.
Guilty as charged.
You know, yes, I have a lot of grinning ass kissers around me all the time, but I will not.
Yes, the first time I ever played golf, I shot 37 under par and got 11 holes in one. Yes, I did do that.
Yes, I have hundreds of North Korean military women fawning over my big fat chops and funny haircut. Mm-hmm. But there is no way, he goes, there is no way you would catch me putting my dinkle inside a chocolate egg and getting Angelos stroke Barry to touch it. I'm not an animal, he goes.
Yeah, well,
that's in their constitution.
Yeah, well, that should be in the constitution as well. Right. Because, yeah, they got some sort of standards, and you have to celebrate the good things in your society. I suppose you could put that in the good column. Yeah. You know, it's considerate.
Something, and I think it's on it's that. Something. At that note, at this Easter time.
Yeah,
I hope you've enjoyed Thought for today. There's a lot more than the commerciality of Kim Kardashian's tits stroke bum with all minstrels coming out, or Kim Jong-un getting you to touch it, sticking his knob in one. Okay,
there's which he won't do, which he won't do. You ask him so.
That document proves it. He won't do it.
That's all cleared up. Well, as it is then. www.patreon.com/ patreon.com/AngelosAndBarryShow. That's where we'll be this Easter and all through the summer and beyond.
We'll be waiting for you. Don't spend no money on Easter eggs. Give it to us. Thank you.
Bye, thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.